This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, no. Wayne Allyn Root has another day off, enjoying a couple of days, right? Valentine's Day and now, well, the day after Valentine's Day, which you could be sore depending upon how much you worked out on Valentine's Day, I guess. My name is Lee Elstey. I'm honored and privileged to get a chance to fill in for Wayne when he takes a few days off. And again, it's always well-deserved on the USA Radio Network. The show is War Now. The number is simple and easy to remember, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. My email address, it's pretty easy as well, leelcradio@gmail.com. And if you've got anything you want to add to the show, maybe you don't want to call, maybe you're nervous, maybe you don't like being on the air, maybe you don't like the sound of your voice, and you still want to get something to me, you can always email me. Once again, it's leelcradio@gmail.com. There's a lot of E's in a row, but I think you can figure it out. Welcome to the program. It's Friday night, and I hope you're enjoying the beginning of your weekend. Again, out there on the left coast, you still got a few hours of work left. Over here on the right coast, again, we're out, and people are beginning to party down. If you will. Do they still say party down? I don't think they do. I think it's just us old folks who say party down. You know, before I get into... Well, first of all, before I get into the immigration scenario, just we'll keep an eye on what's going on in Aurora, right outside of Chicago. If you haven't heard yet, there was another shooting. And, you know, it's really strange the way the news is coming out. I watched this whole thing unfold this afternoon, and four police officers apparently had... They say that the guy was running around shooting like crazy, and there were, you know, dozens, at least a dozen, let's put it that way, I'll be safe and say a dozen ambulances that were ready and lined up after they had got the guy and you know, caught the guy. And there's still like stuff still coming out. It's a fluid situation still. But it's, you know, it's strange that four cops and, you know, how many people actually have been shot? Is there anybody fatal? So we'll keep an eye on that and keep you up to date as news comes in. We'll certainly pass it along to you as it goes. So Trump, again, signed this bill. And I have to be honest with you. I have to say I'm not very happy as a conservative. I'm not very happy as somebody who wants security at the border. I just don't think that this is the best deal right now. Of course, he's going to have the state of emergency or emergency. He'll throw that out there, and that will actually be challenged, of course, in the courts. So that'll go round and round, certainly, for a while here. But let me just tell you a few things that are happening in this bill that was signed. And again, I don't know if there's an advantage here for Trump and everybody out there who wants a wall and wants better border security. Sure. You've got $1.3 billion and 55 miles, apparently, of steel fencing. So that's in. But what's out is an expansion of catch and release, a potential doubling of annual low-skilled foreign workers imported to the U.S. We don't need any more low-skilled workers. Workers, why? Why are the Dems and the left so hell-bent on flooding us with folks who are going to become eventually some kind of a burden financially on the society? Well, I mean, I asked that question hypothetically. We all know the answer to that because the plan from the left, the plan is pretty simple. The left's plan is to get you locked in as some kind of servitude where you need them to pay your bills, pay your rent, get food, food stamps, etc. That's part of the deal. They like having you if you're somebody on some kind of assistance. They like that. They're on board with that. They love the fact that you need an EBT card or you're on some kind of welfare because now you owe them. And now when, if in fact you're somebody who will actually go out and vote, certainly you've got to vote if you don't have a job and you still have money coming in from the government, from Uncle Sam, you're going to go out and vote. You're going to vote left because that's what butters your bread. But we don't need any more low-skilled workers. We just don't. And the catch and release, the expansion of catch and release, which I thought that was what we were trying to avoid, right? Catch and release is not the plan. You want to, if you're going to catch someone who has come into the country, the idea is to catch that person and imprison that person for laws that they have broken. Doesn't that make more sense? At the very least, send them back immediately to where they're from. Don't release. I mean, it's, listen, that is a, that's going to be a problem as well. The detention space for border crossers, they have taken a chunk out of that as well. So now you've got less beds for folks who have committed crimes. We may have talked a little bit about this yesterday, but you realize that 80-something percent of the folks that ICE detains at one point or another has broken another law. Not just the law of being in the country illegally. They've also broken another law on top of that. Now, the law could be something as simple as, well, drunk driving, but that's not simple. That's not to me, a drunk driving is a big deal. But it could be theft. It could be assault. It could be anything. It could be violent crimes. It could be not many white-collar crimes. But my point is that they've all, 83-some-odd percent of them, have all committed some crime in the past on top of crossing into the country illegally. An amnesty pipeline for unaccompanied children and their relatives is secured. Stipulations requiring local officials to approve all wall construction. Listen closely to that one. Because now if you're a mayor or a first selectman or whatever you happen to be, if you're in a position of power in one of these border states and one of these border towns where Trump wants to put a wall, and you don't approve of a wall going in your backyard, you can say, no thank you. That's in this deal as well. And chokeholds on immigration enforcement at the border and on interior places as well. So I think, unfortunately, there are more negatives in this than there are positives. And if Trump was going to declare the emergency scenario and grab $4.5 billion from other places, which is his goal, I don't know if you needed $1.3 billion and all the headache that goes along with it. That's my own personal opinion, my assessment of this. I think you probably could have gone, like, done an end around on this and not had to deal with the left and not had to deal with their insanity and not had to deal with the idea that they don't care if the border is secure. I was thinking about this coming in today. I'm like, and I'll get into this a little bit in more detail. I'm grabbing my head, I'm furrowed brow, I'm confused, I'm sort of angry, because I think the elected official's number one concern is supposed to be with the American citizens. That's number one. That is supposed to be why they're elected. That's numero uno, right? That's the one thing that they're supposed to look out for. My safety and your safety. And when they fail in that, well, they fail, period. And if spending a few extra bucks to funnel people to certain points of entry, to make it more difficult. Now, nobody says that a wall is necessarily impenetrable. But I don't, you know, I don't want something that is easily crossed. But if you're forcing folks into points of entry where we can actually have some kind of clue or idea who's coming, right? How many MS-13 folks are coming? How many potential drug mules are coming? How many hardworking folks are coming? How many day laborers are coming? If we have an idea by building X amount of wall, then guess what? Then we're ahead of the game, and then maybe we're a little bit safer. Maybe we keep out a couple of people that weren't supposed to get in here. Maybe we're able to keep out a couple of thousand people who weren't supposed to get in here. And maybe by doing that, there are not as many people who are in MS-13. There are not as many gangbangers in other parts of the country. Maybe there is not as much drugs that are getting in here. And maybe through sort of attrition, and you will your way into a safer border. And even if you do it over a decade, what is wrong with that? Now, listen, we talk about immigration a lot. I know Wayne talks about it all the time. I filled in for him a number of times. It always seems to be a big topic of conversation. I think I have a solution. I do. I think I actually have a solution. And it's not hardcore, but I think it's a fair solution. And if everybody were on board with this, I think everybody comes out in the end actually a winner. And I'll get into that maybe a little bit later on in the show if we have some time down the road, maybe in the second hour somewhere along the line. But I think of all the things that we fight about, right, whether it's money, whether it's abortion, whether it's where to go to war, where not to go to war, what's happening, what bill, what law, the one very solvable scenario to me has always been immigration. Because it really is, I think, a common sense issue that all sides should see. Even if you talk to the most ultra-liberal left, they all somewhere along the line come to the conclusion that safety at the border is important. Right? Even if, you're talking to a Schumer or even a Pelosi, they all come to the conclusion in a conversation that, yeah, we want a secure border, they just don't want a wall. They want something else, or they want this, and they want that. But everyone can sort of come to the basic stuff, which is, yes, we need some kind of a secure border. I just don't like this plan. I don't think it's going to work out. I think even if he goes and does the end around, he being the president, I think the courts are going to screw this thing up. I think it's going to get held up. That's just, one man's opinion, one humble man's opinion as far as this. I think he could have gone about this a different way. And if you were going to use the emergency scenario, you should have told him to pound sand as far as the actual bill goes, because I think he gave up a little bit too much. Anyway, my number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. This is the USA Radio Network. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. My name is Lee Elsie. Stick around. We'll be right back. It's War Now.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
But I want to thank the sponsor of this show, Cinegenics, of this national radio show. They also sponsor my TV show. They are fantastic. They made Wayne Root great again. Thank you, Cinegenics. Everybody who watches the TV show says, wow, you look younger, you look thinner. You look better, and that's a real compliment to Cinegenics. They made me great again. They can make you great again. Trump makes America great again. They make Americans great again, one American at a time. Give a call at 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. If you want to be older, fatter, or look worse, you know, call this number. But if you want to feel great and look great, call 888-YOUNGER. Want to be thinner? You want to be younger? 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cinegenics.com. C-E-N-E-Genics. G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Free, no obligation consultation. What do you have to lose? They're paying the nickel. And the call's free to you. And then, well, the time on the phone is free. So you risk nothing. Nada.
Absolutely, you got to look out for looking older and fatter, because that just doesn't work out. That's a bad look.
It's a bad look.
I swear, you know, I let my, for those of you who can't see me at home, just because I'm on the radio, I let the beard come in, so it's got the little, a little more than a little gray in it now, which is kind of sad. So people see me who haven't seen me in months, and like, yeah, you don't look that good, so maybe you want to shave that off, and I guess I probably have to. All right, let's grab a call or two. Again, our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. I forgot to tell you who's coming up on the show. A couple guests. We've got Dr. Murray Sabrin coming up. We've talked to him before. He was a great guest last time we had him on. Going to have him on after the bottom of the hour. We've got Dr. John Foley. He's a cardiologist. He'll join us in the second hour of the program. You're everybody's favorite. Megan Barth will be with us tonight. She's one of Wayne's regulars, and I got lucky and got her to agree to come on a little later on. Someone I've actually never talked to, so we'll see where that ends up going. Lowell Ponte is going to join us to talk about some of the craziness that Elizabeth Warren wants to throw out there as far as economics. Let's grab a call. Let's go back to Connecticut, where Chet is up. Chet, how are you?
Hey, Lee. I don't know if you know anything about this, but a lot of the conservative voices on Twitter are saying that inside this bill, the declaration of emergency is null and void. Have you read anything about that?
No. No, the declaration of it would be null and... No, I would be shocked if he would sign it if that were the case, right?
Well, I mean, everything else... Okay, so Ann Coulter's the one that said it, so we'll have to look into it a little more.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that while we're waiting for this border wall to be erected, in the meantime, there's going to be catch and release throughout the country.
That's what, right in front of me, here's what I got. Breitbart has this up. $1.3 billion, 55 miles of steel border fencing. An expansion of catch and release. This is their words, not mine. A potential doubling of the annual low-skilled foreign workers imported to the U.S. Less detention spaces for border crossers. Then a couple other things, including chokeholds on immigration enforcement at the border, so that would be lessened. So those are just some of the things that Breitbart is reporting on this.
That's garbage.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I know he's desperate to get, you know, be able to say, I won, I got money for the wall, but I don't know if you want to give away all this. I think this is the second bad bill he signed.
Well, why didn't he just go with another government shutdown? Not that I really want that, but why don't you go with that and then pull the national emergency and then reopen the government?
Or just go national emergency. You know, why do you have to even shut the government down? You know what I mean? Just don't sign the bill if they put these because I don't think they put these stipulations in if they don't give him the money. You know what I mean? They gave him the 1.3, so as a payback, he has to give up these other concessions. I think you can throw all that out if they just went with the regular budget, and then he could have just done the emergency scenario, and he'd be, you know, you'd lose $1 billion, but you would have to give up all these sort of perks.
No, I don't like this, Bill. It looks like the rhinos have gotten to the man. It looks like John Bolton has stuck his nose. Gave him carte blanche. Now, you know, this is exactly what we didn't want to see happen. And I know that the man has been battling slings and arrows from both sides. You've been talking about that for 2 years on your show. But it doesn't mean you cave. And, you know, I'd have more respect if he said, you know what, guys, I can't sign this bill in good faith. I'm sorry the Democrats have put me against the wall, but again, I'm going to have to shut down the government, and then I'll go with another option.
You know, Chad, listen, I'm on board. I'm hoping. Now, again, I'm reading what I read from the article in Breitbart. I'm hoping maybe they didn't get all the pieces and they maybe, you know, flubbed up a couple. But this is what I got in front of me. And listen, we got like 30 seconds. What else you got real quick?
No, I just wanted to, you know, vent a little bit. I hope you're right because this is disappointing.
All right, man. Thank you, Chet. I appreciate that out in Long Island. Our number is 833-927-8255. You want to weigh in? Again, we're broadcasting across the country, Vegas, Minneapolis, Reno, New York, San Antonio, Oak City, St. Louis, everywhere in between. We'll come back. Dr. Murray Sabrin joins us next. Stick around. It's War Now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reports of multiple injuries, including police officers at an Aurora, Illinois manufacturing plant. A city spokesman says the officers are in stable condition and the suspected shooter is dead. The area is still, though, on lockdown. John Probes works at the plant and tells ABC7 what he saw.
One of the other guys on the back and said that he saw opening fire. He was up there upstairs, and when the guy came down and said something, as soon as we heard shots, we took off out the back door.
President Trump on Friday declared a state of emergency on the southern border and directed $8 million to construct or repair as many as 234 miles of the border barrier. The president explains his thought process.
But on the wall, they skimped. So I was successful in that sense, but I want to do it faster.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
This show is sponsored by Fortum Resources. Fortum Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M. I'm known as the capitalist evangelist because I love great companies and I love entrepreneurship and I love capitalism and I love oil and gas. And I'm introducing you now to a special company that just became the main title sponsor of my radio show and the sponsor of my movie show. They are a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. The name Fortum Resources. The management team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built one of the great stocks in the history of the stock market. He built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. That could have been you. Wow. And now his new baby is Fortum Resources. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum owns the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles, not acres, miles. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning Frank Thomas Mary Robert, FTMR, and you can visit them at FortumResources.com, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com. Wow, Mark Bruner, stock of the century, amazing guy. Now he's got a new one for you.
All right, so we're back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. Somewhere along the line tonight, maybe I'll tell you a good stock story of my own. Not quite as lucrative as Wayne's, but anyway, we're going to join a very good friend of my show when I do it here in Connecticut on the morning show. He has been, he ran for United States Senate. He ran for governor down in New Jersey. His name is Dr. Murray Sabrin. We've had him on here when I filled in for Wayne in the past. He currently is a professor of finance at Ansfield School of Business in New Jersey. Also, he's the author of a couple of books, including Tax Free 2000, The Rebirth of American Liberty, and he's got one in the works as well. It's Dr. Murray Sabrin. Doc, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lee. Hope everything is well with you in Connecticut.
All right, so give me, like, let's go 10 minutes or so on some finance stuff and what's happening here as far as this country and where we're headed. I want to start and just kind of ask you a general question and have you break down central planning for us. What is that all about?
Well, this is where the left in America, with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton to some extent, and obviously Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they think if Washington has all this power, they could make a great economy by telling us how to lead our lives, how to control health care, and all the other things that they want to do. And it doesn't work. Central planning has never worked. So we have all the historical examples of the failure of central planning, plus from basic economics, we should know that we need markets to determine what prices should be, what goods and services should be produced that people want. It's arrogant to think that a few people in Washington can dictate what the great outcome should be for an economy. It doesn't work that way. We need entrepreneurship. All the great men and women that have created products over the decades, centuries in America, they're the ones that are the driving force of the economy, not the politicians. The politicians should just pack their bags, leave Washington, and leave the economy to the people who know how to create goods and services that people want.
Doc, you know, I got a concern, though, about that. I was actually talking to some folks today, and we were just having a roundtable sort of BS session, and it got to socialism. And, you know, it's amazing to me that there are people out there who would be on board with that sort of lifestyle where, you know, you get a little bit, you do a little work, everyone kind of gets taken care of. I mean, I don't know where and when this changed across the country, but there is definitely a movement. You picked the percentage of how many people, but there's a movement out there who would be on board for a socialist type of a country.
Well, that's one of the things I do in my classroom. We talk about these issues, and I ask students whether they're comfortable with people dictating how they should lead their lives. Nobody raises their hand. I don't know if they're intimidated or they just unwilling to say that, yeah, they like the government dictating how they live. But there are students who get it. There are students who understand that business is what makes the economy go, not socialism or central planning. And it's just a matter of the politicians standing up and saying enough is enough. The problem, Lee, is that both parties in America, Republicans and Democrats, have bought brought into this at various degrees. That's why we have all these big government programs, from Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, public education, government transportation, government housing. It goes on and on and on. These are socialist programs because the government controls everything. The real word to explain this is statism, which means government control of the economy, where the government dictates that you have to follow these rules, otherwise there's severe punishment for you. And that has been rejected all over the world. The Soviet Union collapsed before our eyes. China has been reforming for 40 years. Venezuela is the example of extreme forms of socialism where they control everything and nothing is available in the stores. There's not even basic medicine. And here's a country that was one of the best economies in the world 40 years ago, 30 years ago, when the socialists took over, they drove it right into the ground.
Dr. Murray Sabrin is our guest. We appreciate his time. Again, he's a professor in New Jersey. Again, also ran for United States Senate and also ran for governor down there as well on the libertarian side. Okay, so your book, your newest book, and doesn't have a title yet, but we were briefly chatting off the air, and you had mentioned that it's sort of a scolding, if you will, the economy, except, you know, for the one percenters. Can you explain that a little bit, why the one percenters have such an advantage?
Well, this is the theme of the book. It's about the Federal Reserve and how the Federal Reserve has grossly mismanaged the economy when they've taken upon themselves to manage the economy by manipulating interest rates. And they can't do it. They've given us nothing but bubbles. We had the dot-com bubble. We had the housing bubble. And now we have what some people have called the everything bubble. Everything's inflated. Housing is inflated. Bonds, stocks. Artwork. I mean, apartments in New York City just sold for $230 million for one apartment. Admittedly, it's an incredible apartment, but $230 million really is an example of how much money is in the system that the Fed has created that's driving prices through the roof, and that makes the average person income less valuable to them because their purchasing power goes down. Meanwhile, the 1%ers that are the initial recipients of all this new money and credit that's been created, their portfolios go through the roof. They've admitted it. I have a quote from Stanley Druckenmiller, a multi-billionaire hedge fund manager, who said on CNBC years ago, "We love the Federal Reserve because they inflate asset prices, and we 1%ers are the main beneficiaries of it." So they know where their bread is buttered with the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve really harms the average person because their incomes lag behind the cost of living.
You know, we touch on this every once in a while. It's such a complex issue, but I mean, we're $22 trillion in debt now,
yeah.
Murray. We don't have there's not $22 trillion in cash lying around somewhere, is
no.
there?
No. No, and it's going to get worse because interest rates have been depressed by the Federal Reserve, so the federal government has been able to borrow money at low interest rates. So when those interest rates start going up, the servicing that debt will go up, and that's going to crowd out spending in the federal budget. And here we are in a so-called boom, and we're still running close to a $1 trillion deficit. And there's been an article on the internet today showing how both Republicans have, who claim to be fiscal conservatives, have increased spending for the last 10 years because they've controlled basically the Congress. And so they have been giving the people of the United States, to put it mildly, a lot of BS about what they believe in, because if they control the levers of power, they should have put a crimp on spending, but that's come through the roof, even with Trump, who claims to be somewhat of a fiscal conservative, but they're spending like crazy.
So does the Fed actually want and like it when we owe a lot of money?
Well, it's not that they owe a lot of money, it's just that enabling the federal government to borrow money at low interest rates.
That's my point. So my point is, are they better off when they are able to pull that off?
Well, what they're doing in effect is they purchased $4 trillion worth of debt since the financial crisis in order to bail out the banks and corporations and try to stimulate the economy. But the economy has been subpar growth since the Great Recession, because all this money has been going to lift asset values. It hasn't gone into the real economy to boost production in the country.
Dr. Murray Sabrin is with us. Always interesting to talk to him about a number of different things, and sometimes it gets above a lot of people's pay grade, but it's always kind of good to get grounded and get back down to reality. And by doing so, let me ask you about what happened over in New Jersey. I'm not in New Jersey, but New York and Queens, with Amazon and AOC being a part of getting Amazon bounced.
Yeah.
I mean, 25,000 jobs gone in a blink of an eye, Murray.
This is really ironically, when you think about it, here are these leftists like AOC and Bernie Sanders. They want the government to force employers to pay $15 an hour, which would, of course, hurt the least skilled workers in our economy. But yet Amazon was going to come in and pay an average of over $100,000 for good jobs in Amazon, and they scotched that deal. And so here is a company going to come in and provide incredible jobs to people to make $100,000, which is something like, I guess, $50 an hour, and yet they're pushing the government to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. These people, to put it mildly, they're economic illiterate, and they're dangerous people because they want so much government control over the economy, and we libertarians and fiscal conservatives have to say enough is enough. Let the market work. That's how America was built, by market, helping people get good jobs, helping producers provide goods and services that people want, and just let these guys go home, these men and women from Washington, let them go home, get a real job, and be productive. I mean, Bernie Sanders and Ocasio, they didn't have done anything productive in their lives. I mean, she was a bartender, so I guess that's productive. But Bernie Sanders hasn't done anything productive in his life. He hasn't created any wealth for the economy. And for him to berate billionaires and multimillionaires is really despicable.
Doc, listen, it goes by real fast when you're on. Is there a website folks can learn more about you?
Yes, my website is up again, murraysabrin.com. Every week I give out the Karl Marx Collectivist Award. And I'll be giving out one tomorrow. Ocasio was the first one, and de Blasio was the second one. And
all right,
there's so many people lining up to get that award, let me tell you.
All right, I can't wait to see that. Doc, it was great talking to you again. Thank you as always. I appreciate it. And we got to run.
Please.
We got to take a break. You're
okay.
Listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is War Now. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now! Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Nobody helps you. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. Basically, what it is an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's a Christian health sharing organization. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. You do it today, as in this second, or maybe after the show, or 2 o'clock in the morning, or 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, because there are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member, and my children are members. It's my third year with Liberty HealthShare. I saved $18,000 the first year. I saved $18,000 the second year. I'm talking about with the monthly payments. And there will be an $18,000 savings in year number three. You add it up. That's $54,000 over 3 years. How many of you could use an extra $54,000? And I had 3 doctor visits in December, and all 3 took Liberty HealthShare. I was shocked. And actually, they all said to me, oh, no, everyone's starting to take them. They actually said that in the doctor's office. And there was no fee for any of those 3 visits. They were considered wellness visits. I did not pay a copay. And it starts at a miraculous $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's the way healthcare should be. So for more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we are changing healthcare for good. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty HealthShare.
All right, welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Surprise, surprise, we're going to have Wayne check in just a couple of minutes after the top of the hour, so we'll get an update from him on what he's up to and what he's doing and what's going on, and get his perspective, of course, on some of the things that have happened today as well. Dr. John Foley, cardiologist Dr. John Foley, will join us in this next hour as well. Going to talk a little bit about PTSD and heart issues, so we'll get into that a little bit. Megan Barth in the third hour of the program. She's a fan favorite. And Lowell Ponte a little bit later on. My first time to get a chance to talk to him. So bad news, if you will. 5 cops shot. Shooter dead. And 5 victims from the shooter as of right now. That's what I have. And again, I'll continue to keep you updated as best we can. But if you're just joining and you don't know anything about this, there was a shooting today in Aurora, which is about 45 miles outside of Chicago. At least five dead and several injured in the shooting. And they just had a press conference a couple seconds ago. And I guess they're going to come back in a few hours to give us a more comprehensive update. So there won't be much news coming out of Aurora, Illinois, as far as what happened and what actually went on for at least a couple hours. That's according to the chief of police, who was just in front of the microphone just a couple minutes ago. So, you know, another sad day. I mean, I don't even know, you know, how to even break this stuff down anymore, because we go through these scenarios where, you know, we go a month or two and then we have something else, and a month or two and then we have something else. So, we're just living in a crazy world, and we have to protect ourselves at all times. We have to have our head on a swivel at all times. It's just the way we live. It's the world that we live in now. People are on edge all the time. All the time. And again, this was something else I was thinking about coming in here today. I was thinking about how even the smallest issues, you know, even the issues which almost in some cases we could laugh about, everyone's at each other's throats. There's absolutely zero partisan action going on. I mean, there's always partisan. There's zero nonpartisan stuff going on. It always funnels back to politics. And there's just I don't know how in Washington they get anything done. I don't know how they get anything done on a regular basis, because, you know, depending upon what you have in front of your name, a D or an R, that's the way you're going to end up voting, and there's really no middle ground, and the rest of the people around the country end up determining how many Republicans and how many Democrats are actually in the Senate and who's the president and blah, blah, blah. For that flavor of the month, you know, the Democrats have control for X amount of times till they screw it up. Then the Republicans have control for X amount of times, and then they screw it up. And flip-flop, back and forth they go. What exactly is accomplished by that? Where is the, you know, where are we leaping forward? Where is the good for everyone in any of that? And we're so diametrically opposed. It's really, I don't know how we're going to get on the same page. You know, you sit down and you think about some of the there's common sense things that we can all get together on, but then there are some things that we're so far apart on, right? Just the idea that there are people in Congress right now that are champions of socialism. How is a capitalist ever going to be able to settle in some way, shape, or form on a middle ground where socialism is okay? Or how is somebody who is a diehard believer that life begins at conception, how are they ever going to see what somebody who thinks a late-term abortion is okay? How is that person who believes that, you know, God's gift is conception, the baby is alive at that point, how are they ever going to settle on a late-term abortion debt? I mean, just, we're so far apart in so many issues, I don't know how we're ever going to get together again. Anyway, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. I'm rambling about a million different things. Wayne is going to join us after the top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. You're listening, again, to War Now. We'll be right back.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.